RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. DPR to revise KPK law, government should in public community in combating radicalism. Indonesian Brotherhood solidarity for Palestinian is undoubted. Now the news in detail. The House of the Representatives, DPR, and the government agreed to include the revision of the 2002 law on the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, and the Tax Amnesty Bill as priority bills to be deliberated this year. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Legal and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lawli said, the revision of the KPK law was initiated by the House, while the Tax Amnesty Bill was the government's initiative. The legislature and the government swept initiative on both bills in a meeting at the House Legislative Body or BALEC on Friday. The two bills were included in the 2015 National Legislation Program or PROLEGNAS, which allows lawmakers to prioritize the deliberation of the bills. The bills in the PROLEGNAS will be discussed in the House Steering Committee and the plenary to start in the discussion. The House will also need a president's letter appointing the government representatives in the deliberation. Experts have urged the government to strengthen ties within communities to increase public participation in combating radicalism. A senior researcher from the Center for Study of Islam and Society, PPIM, at the State Islam University UIN, Sharif Hidayatullah Jakarta Dadi Darmadi said that until now the government has only involved scholars, researchers and law enforcers, but seems to ignore the public. As quoted by Jakarta Post, women, especially mothers, could play an important role in the radicalization. They are directly involved in the social activities such as educating their children. He also emphasized on the role of netizens in fighting radical narratives. He added that social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube can be easily used to spread extremism. Indonesian people keep supporting the independence of Palestine. Even Indonesia has also provided physical support such as building Indonesian hospital in Gaza. This was stated by Muhammad Murad, a Palestinian citizen from Ramallah City, to a rival service Voice of Indonesia on Friday afternoon, related to the International Solidarity Day for Palestine, commemorated every November 29th.
Indonesian solidarity, inshallah, every time supports Palestinian people. Indonesia built a hospital in Gaza, houses with many Sultan Palestinian. Every Muslim people in Indonesia support, they pray and they for Palestinian.
Moreover, Muhammad Murad also said there are many international communities that support Palestine. They want Palestine to get independence and free from colonialists. As a Palestinian, Murad expressed his gratitude to the international community for their efforts and support towards Palestine. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Culture and Human Development Puan Maharani may assurance to support the development of tourism industry in Wakatobi district to attract more tourists to the maritime tourist destination. Minister Maharani emphasized in Wangi-Wangi, Southeast Sulawesi, that Wakatobi should have necessary infrastructure to support tourism, such as adequate supply of electricity, clean water, means of transportation, restaurants, and hotels. She pointed out that there were power blackouts on 4 instances last night due to the shortage of electricity supply in Wakatobi. Starting next year, Wakatobi should no longer endure power blackouts as it will impact tourism, she affirmed. Coordinator Minister Maharani was in Wakatobi for 2 days to officially open the Wakatobi Wonderful Festival and Expo, Wakatobi Way 2015, organized by the Wakatobi administration in cooperation with the Tourism Ministry. Indonesia and Hungary are ready to move forward on strengthening economic cooperation through research and education. Indonesian Foreign First Minister Economy Diplomacy Task Force senior official Adia Widi Adiwoso stated during a group discussion with the Hungarian delegation in Jakarta on Friday that in order to move forward, both countries should boost economic cooperation through research and education. She noted Indonesia and Hungary offer varied opportunities, not only in terms of commodities and investment, but also through research and education among people of both countries, which can stimulate development of the business sector. Meanwhile, Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia, Judith Nemeth Pah, said that her government aims to expand international relations through foreign business and trade cooperation. To this end, Ambassador Nemeth Pah noted that the Hungarian government had renamed its Foreign Affairs Ministry to Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry. Indonesia views Hungary as one of the potential markets in Central and Eastern Europe Union. The last item, Indonesia Minister of Agriculture claimed that the country had achieved rice production surplus in October 2014-October 2015 period because it did not import rice from public consumption during the period. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director General for Food Crops Plantation, Hasil Sembirin, said, rice production was surplus. This is the best achievement over the past 5 years. He also said in October 2014, the state logistic board bullet rice stock was around 1.7 million tons, which was rich with imports of 800,000 tons. Meanwhile, in October 2015, with the optimal observation during grand harvest speed in January-May 2015 period, bullet rice stock remained at 1.7 million tons. He also said that the achievement was made even with an increase in the number of population by 3.7 million, which consumed 460,000 tons of rice. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. A variety of important events that occurred this week are summarized in the week press review compiled from several newspapers in Jakarta and Bandung. Let's start with Media Indonesia Daily, which in its editorial on Thursday, November 26, writes, "Keep guarding Ethics Council session on Novanto." The case of alleged profiteering President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kala names by House Speaker Setia Novanto eventually qualified for the House Ethics Council hearing. This is the beginning of putting the dignity and honor of the House of Representatives at stake, as well as the commencement of moral war between the persistent sides who are eager to protect the House Speaker, and the decision to proceed the case to the Council was taken on Tuesday. Previously, the Council had debated over legal standing of the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Sudirman Said, who reported Novanto. Media Indonesia welcomed the follow-up of the case so it can continue to be processed. Even so, that doesn't mean the public should be complacent. The Council's decision to bring the case to hearing is only the beginning of efforts to prove that he had profiteered the names of President and Vice President. There is a long process to go through for the sake of the presence of public justice. Not only long, the process can also be steep, winding, and full of obstacles. According to Media Indonesia, absolute professionalism becomes the main base for the Council in the work because it is on their shoulders the House honor and civility is propped. In fact, in this Novanto case, the national honor is at stake. Over now to Pikiran Rakyat Daily, published in Bandung, which in an editorial on Thursday writes on National Teachers' Day. Every November the 25th, Indonesia commemorates the National Teachers' Day. Just like in many other countries, the day aims to remember and appreciate the service of the teachers who have devoted themselves to the people. teachers play an important role in spreading not only knowledge, but also the message of morality, norms, and values, both within and outside the curriculum or educational institution. Thus, great hopes are pinned on the shoulders of teachers. Every teacher is challenged to be an example of integrity. At the height of the National Teachers' Day on Wednesday, November the 25th, President Joko Widodo reminded that the responsibility to prepare children in Indonesia in order to compete with other nations are on the shoulders of teachers. Meanwhile, Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan reminded teachers to become learners and learn from each other and share best practice experiences. In its editorial, Pikiran Rakyat Daily writes, "By becoming learners, teachers will be able to increase self-competence and the quality of learning in the classroom. This spirit must be transmitted to pupils and students in the classroom or school." Last is National Journey Daily, which on Thursday writes, "KPU optimistic of high voters' participation in the 2015 simultaneous elections. Regional head elections will soon be held simultaneously in 269 regions. Election organizers had run various stages from the nomination to the present campaign stage and logistic procurement. There are fears of a low voter turnout due to saturation of the political situation and lack of socialization. In response, the Commissioner of the Election Commission, or KPU, Arief Budiman, in public discussion on potential and challenges in simultaneous election 2015 in Jakarta on Wednesday, said he remained optimistic of high voter turnouts in simultaneous elections in 2015. He claimed that the Commission already have strategies to increase voter participation. It will use the time left before the voting on December the 9th to increase the intensity of socialization to the public. In its editorial, the National Journal writes, "The Commission will also improve transparency in the elections as well as the continuous improvement of voter data. In the aspect of transparency, the Commission encourages organizers to scan C1 to be uploaded and to do recapitulation electronically. This is to control and supervise the election results. Related to the procurement of logistics, it has been 100% ready, 88% of logistics are already in counties and cities, and 74% have been sorted and packaged by local KPU." Well, that was this week's press review over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me in our regular Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on November 28, 1960, when Mauritania declared its independence on November 28, 1960. This country, since the 15th century, was under Portuguese rule, then moved under the authority of the Netherlands and the United Kingdom. In 1903, Mauritania was occupied by the French. In the mid-20th century, the people of Mauritania, in a referendum, agreed on the establishment of an autonomous government. In 1960, the country signed an agreement with the French government and gained full independence. Mauritania is located in Southwest Africa and is bordering Algeria, Mali, and Senegal. The next event was in 1966 when the Soyuz spacecraft was launched unmanned. Soyuz is a series of spacecraft designed for the Soviet space program by the Korolev Design Bureau, now RKK Energia, in the 1960s, that remains in service today. The Soyuz succeeded the Foxconn spacecraft and was originally built as part of the Soviet manned lunar program. The Soyuz spacecraft is launched on the Soyuz rocket, the most frequently used and most reliable launch vehicle in the world to date. The Soyuz rocket design is based on the Vostok launcher, which in turn was based on the 8K-74 or R-7A Semyorka, a Soviet intercontinental ballistic missile. All Soyuz spacecraft are launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. The first Soyuz flight was unmanned and started on November 28, 1966. And the last event was in 1979 when Air New Zealand Flight 901 crashed into Mount Erebus. Air New Zealand Flight 901, or TE901, was a scheduled Air New Zealand Antarctic sightseeing flight that operated between 1977 and 1979. The flight left Auckland Airport in the morning and spent a few hours flying over the Antarctic continent before returning to Auckland in the evening via Christchurch. On November 28, 1979, the 14th flight of TE901, a McDonnell Douglas DC-1030 registration ZK-NZP, flew into Mount Erebus on Ross Island, Antarctica, killing all 237 passengers and 20 crew on board. The accident became known as the Mount Erebus disaster. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's focus is on President Joko Widodo's visit to South Sulawesi. On Wednesday, November the 25th, President Joko Widodo or Jokowi visited the province of South Sulawesi. In addition to attending the 5th National Conference of the Association of Indonesian Provincial Governments, the President also belayed the RAS rail of the 10 first-kilometer railway line of the Trans-Sulawesi construction project of Makassar City Parepare route. On arrival at the Sultan Hasanuddin International Airport, President Jokowi directly visited the projects in Pakai Village, Baru, South Sulawesi. The president expressed hope that Makassar in South Sulawesi and Manado in North Sulawesi can be connected by train in 2018. He said Trans-Sulawesi is not a fast train, however, with the speed of 200 km per hour, it is faster than most cars. The president also said building materials of the project was almost 100% of domestic products. Only the tracks are imported from Japan. The head of state also revealed that during the construction work, there are a lot of employments and he had ordered the Director General of Railways to employ as many workers as possible from the surrounding areas. According to President Jokowi, the government remains committed to the provision of local infrastructure throughout Indonesia. The president arrived at Pakai Village accompanied by the First Lady Iriana Jokowi and South Sulawesi Governor Syahrul Yassin Limpo and Director General of Railways Herman Dwiatmoko. On Wednesday night, President Joko Widodo opened the 5th National Congress of the Association of Indonesian Provincial Government in Makassar, and in speech, he reminded the need to increase synergy between central and local governments and the private sector in the era of free competition, including the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community. According to the president, the challenges facing Indonesia is heavier now. Global competition becomes more intense, both in ASEAN and global level. The president asked the central, provincial, and local governments, also municipal authorities, to prepare for the competition. He asked the governors, mayors, and regions to consider 5 things that boost economic growth, namely to reduce unemployment and poverty, control inflation, and reduce the number of inequality. After the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community, the president said Indonesia should consider global cooperation, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as well as global cooperation such as with China and the European Union. Well, that was Focus Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspapers published in Jakarta on Saturday, 28th of November 2015. Well, let's start highlighting Kompas. In its headline, Kompas writes the Swedish corporation as a winner. A number of cases happening in Indonesia, especially the 1998 economic crisis, have prompted the corporation to look for opportunities in foreign countries. This condition has led to the spirit which makes some corporates to be project winners when competing abroad. A number of corporate executives and professor of Faculty of Economics, University of Indonesia, Renal Kasali, in Jakarta on Friday said that when asked for opinions relating to the call of President Joko Widodo to vigorously compete in the global market. In regard to this, PT Medco Energy International, a private company that is engaged in the field of energy, has won a number of competition management of oil and gas blocks overseas. One of them is the service contract tender to operate the Red Oil in Oman. Now let's move to Republika newspaper. In its headline, Republika writes, Hun Ministry is sure that the allocated budget is observed. Director General of Regional Financial Service at the Hun Ministry, Ray Donisar Munak in Jakarta, said, although the budget absorption in the region is still low, the Hun Ministry believes that apparently the realization of regional budget expenditure will penetrate 93% at the end of fourth quarter in December. Well, listener, the last headline is presented with the Media Indonesia newspaper. In its headline, Media Indonesia writes, Minister Sudirman Said is preparing the complete record. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said is preparing his next step to face the trial of DPR Speaker Setia Novanto in the Court of Honor of the House of Representatives to take place on next Monday, 30th of November. After giving evidence of recorded conversations, Papa X Sayers, among House Speaker Setia Novanto, President Director PT Freeport Indonesia, Mahrub Syamsuddin, and oil businessman Muhammad Riza Khalid. The duration of the recording is 11 minutes 37 seconds. To the end, Minister Sudirman Said affirms that he is ready to hand over the whole recording, 1 hour 27 minutes. Listener, that was a headline over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. The House of Representatives, DPR, and the government agreed to include the revision of 2002 law on the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, and the Tax Amnesty Bill as priority bills to be deliberated this year. Experts have urged the government to strengthen ties within communities to increase public participation in combating radicalism. Indonesian people keep supporting the independence of Palestine. Even Indonesia has also provided physical support, such as building Indonesian hospital in Gaza. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Cultural and Human Development Puan Maharani made assurance to support the development of tourism industry in Wakatobi district to attract more tourists to the maritime tourism destination. Indonesia and Hungary are ready to move forward on strengthening economic cooperation through research and education. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture claimed that the country had achieved rice production surplus in October 2014, October 2015 period because it did not import rice for public consumption during the period. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to have a close look at Lombok in West Nusa Tenggara to visit Seger Beach. So stay tuned. Listener, besides Bali, Lombok also becomes a favorite tourism destination in Indonesia. Lombok, an island in Western Nusa Tenggara province, is known with its beautiful nature. The island has many nicknames. Some call it a Thousand Mosque Island or a Thousand Beach Island. It is known as a Thousand Beach Island because this island has many beaches. All parts of this island have beaches with natural, beautiful panorama. There is popular Senggigi Beach and other beaches. In today's edition, will invite you to enjoy the beauty of Segar Beach. This beach can be accessed directly by using land transportation from Praia International Airport in Lombok. Segar Beach is a beach which is still natural and unique because in addition to having white sand and hill panorama, the beach also presents coral reef panorama which appears from the sea called Tengkong or Jamur Stone. This Jamur Stone can be accessed in sea tide. In accordance with its name, Segar, or in English means fresh, this beach presents natural scenery which makes visitors' eyes fresh, especially during rainy season, because in dry season, the hills will be dry. Segar Beach has two sides, namely fresh inside and outside. From the gateway, we can directly see the beautiful scenery. This is the outside of Segar Beach. The cluster of hills and rocks which appear from the sea, the white sand, and the blue sky will spoil your eyes. Not only natural scenery which is still beautiful, you can also enjoy the amazing undersea panorama. Like other activities on the beach, you can also do various activities at Segar Beach such as sunbathing, swimming, surfing, as well as enjoying the sunset. Listener, if you turn right from the gateway of Segar Beach, you will see Novotel Tourism Area with the exotic Segar Beach scenery with a bridge to Novotel. Usually, tourists come in August. In August, usually there are high waves, which height reach around 4 meters. These high waves are challenging for the Foreign Service. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Segar Beach in West Nusa Tenggara Province. And we meet again tomorrow with another interesting place to visit. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Mr. Leni on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Mr. Leni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Indonesia's Tree Planting Day. Many people do not realize that the presence of trees is essential to human life. One tree can provide oxygen for two persons. The green color in a tree comes from chlorophyll content therein, which can turn into O2 or oxygen if exposed to direct sun. Trees also serve as one of the elements of nature's balance. While it is vital for human life, sometimes trees are just wasted. A lot of shady trees have been replaced with tall buildings. Trees that were replaced by tall buildings are not immediately replanted. Therefore, the balance of nature gradually began to falter. The cool air that you can feel when you are under the tree, of course, cannot be felt when you are under flyover or tall buildings. Environmental experts of the University of Indonesia, Muhammad Hasrul Tayyib, on the National Tree Planting Day, November the 28th, said it is important to make people aware of the importance of tree. While urban planning observer from the University of Trisakti, Nirwono Yoga, stressed that indiscriminate felling of trees not only would harm human life from the biological side, but also in terms of economics. According to Yoga, based on his personal research, one tree, when converted into rupiah, could produce oxygen worth 1,000 174 million rupiah per day. Former Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono wanted to make planting tree a tradition for the people of Indonesia. In addition to making November the 28th as the planting day, he also made the month of November as the National Planting Month. This activity is a strategy in an effort to anticipate global climate change, forest degradation and deforestation, as well as other environmental damage resulting in decreased productivity of natural and environmental sustainability. It is not yet too late to continue the tradition of tree planting. Let's plant trees in the surrounding environment so that future generations can still feel the cool air while sitting under a tree. Well, that was Miscellany Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Mariati, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id or through RRR Play and RRI World Service mobile applications on your smartphones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to group band from Bali, Nimpea. Nimpea band, which was formed on January 4, 2005, is a band from Bali, Indonesia. According to some of music analysts, Nimpea is a band that has a female vocalist with a strong and energetic character, wrapped with rock music. Their music is influenced by many rock musicians or bands such as Sugar Cult, Avi, Nirvana, Bjork, Hole Foo Fighters, Dream Theater, Rancid, Social Distortion, Jewel, No Doubt, and many others. Because of many variations of the effect of this rock-based music, Nimpea finally form into a band that carries alternative rock genre. For our listeners, here is the first song from Nimpea entitled Fearless, then Reality. Having undergone several personal changes, now Nimpia's personnel are Sari, vocalist, Sogol, guitarist, Sodik, bassist, and Gus, drummer. Nimpia name comes from the word Nim from UK, which means angel, and it is added with the letter E and A to make it easy to pronounce. In the middle of 2005, Nimpia released 500 pieces of mini album and distributed them for free to friends, fans, local media, music analysts, and many event organizers. However, when Sari continued her studies in Australia, she brought a mini album of Nimpia and sold them $5 hand by hand, and it was sold 100 copies of CDs. A week after distributing the mini albums, Nimpia already started receiving invitation of their first stage to perform at an event. Through various events, they had strong support from the fans, friends, media, and music analysts. Because of that, in August 2008, Nimpia released the first album entitled Malaikatmu or Your Angel. VOA listeners, this is Malaikatmu by Nimpia.
Bye.
Listeners, you are still in Music Corner of Voice of Indonesia. That was Malaikatmu or Your Angel by Nimpia Band. Listeners, the band started to be serious in music event, though at first the band was firstly formed just to release their passion in music. The band also experienced bad time when they had to change their personnel several times. In 2012, Nimpia released another mini-album entitled EP #2.7, which contains 4 songs and 1 video clip. The mini-album was exclusively released only 27 CDs, not for sale. All are distributed for free in a small and family event held by Nimpia on September 13, 2012, in a bar in Kuta, Bali. Since the beginning of July 2013, all of the songs in the mini album have been able to be downloaded free of charge at the website Nimpia, www.nimpiabali.com. VOA listeners, to conclude Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Aku Akan Bahagia or I'll Be Happy and Lelah Berdiri or Tired of Standing. Thank you for your listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello boys.
Hi girls.
Are you ready for S&M?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Ring along, hey come on. Abis ngerasa tehen sempoyongan
tapi konsen
malah mau nambah lagi masih nanggung udah abis banyak kelas masih belum juga puas duitku udah hampir putus sedikit dia langsung nyau. Muka seksi dan aku semakin
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kau pun telah pergi untuk
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.